latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola has denied he has been discussing Sergio Aguero's future with the striker. The City boss was spotted dining with the club's top scorer and his representative in Manchester City Centre on Thursday night, but Guardiola insists the meeting was not to speak about contracts. The former Barca boss has been questioned about Aguero's future on a number of occasions this season due to a perception he may not fit in with his plans. Guardiola said, "We didn't speak about the contract. He already has a long-term contract here. He's got a lot of money and wanted to invite his coach to have dinner. That is what it is." Aguero signed a 5-year deal in 2014. There continues to be speculation about moves elsewhere, speculation that is continually laid down by the club. Moving on, Brazil striker Gabriel Jesus could make an immediate Manchester City debut on Saturday when Spurs visit the Etihad. Jesus completed his move to City this week and the 19-year-old is ready to be involved straight away. Boss Pep Guardiola said that he's fit, he's ready to be involved in the squad, in the team. He's a young player, still only 19, so we cannot think he's going to solve our problems, but he is going to help us in the Premier League. It would have been easier if he could have arrived at the beginning of the season. Now it's the middle of the season, with not too many training sessions, but he is smart and he has quality. Elsewhere in the side, Fernando could return after injury, but fellow midfielder Fernandinho remains suspended. Guardiola publicly wrote off City's chances of the title last season after defeat. He says, "We've already said goodbye to the title. It's not going to depend on what happens against Spurs." Finally today, midfielder Bruno Succolini has joined Hellas Verona on loan for the remainder of the season.